Priesthood Restored or Retrofit by Lane Thewitt. On May 15, 1829, Mormon history records that John the Baptist gave the Aaronic priesthood to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery. Later, the apostles Peter, James, and John gave them the Melchizedek priesthood. With these priesthoods restored, Smith could officiate the affairs of God's kingdom with full authority. Mormons are taught that this authority has been lost soon after the original apostles died. During his absence, no one on earth had the proper authority to administer ordinances such as baptism, communion, or even marriage. LDS prophet Spencer Kimball remarked, "Presumptuous and blasphemous are they who purport to baptize, bless, marry, or perform other sacraments in the name of the Lord while in fact lacking the specific authorization." That's from Teachings of Spencer W. Kimball, page 494. Mormons today are led to believe that Third Church alone has this true priesthood. Kimball added that, "Without this priesthood power, men are lost. There is no priesthood anywhere else today than in this restored church." President Gordon B. Hinckley added, "The priesthood is here. It has been conferred upon us. We act in that authority." That's from Teachings of Gordon B. Hinckley, page 473. Mormonism teaches that for churches to act without this authority is a grievous sin. Because of its necessary authority, this priesthood had to have been restored in order to properly organize the LDS Church. That means the restoration must have happened before April 6, 1830, the Mormon Church's official date of organization. Significantly, no Mormons seem to have known about the priesthood in the earliest years of the Church. It should have been one of the foremost topics of teaching. Instead, there is no mention of any priesthood found in the histories, diaries, or writings of church members until several years after it had already been established. David Whitmer, one of the witnesses to the Book of Mormon, said, quote, I never heard that an angel had ordained Joseph and Oliver to the Aaronic priesthood until the year 1834, 1835, or 1836 in Ohio. I do not believe that John the Baptist ever ordained Joseph and Oliver. That's from Early Mormon Documents, Volume 5, page 137. Another early convert, William McClellan, stated, "I joined the church in 1831. For years, I had never heard of John the Baptist ordaining Joseph and Oliver. I had not heard of James, Peter, and John doing so." Sometime later, he repeated that, "I had never heard of it in the church for years." See An Insider's View of Mormon Origins, pages 224 to 225. Whitmer states that teachings concerning the priesthood were first introduced in the church almost 2 years after its beginning. See An Address to All Believers in Christ, page 35. LDS writer Grant Palmer admits, quote, "Accounts of angelic ordinations from John the Baptist and Peter, James, and John are in none of the journals, diaries, letters, or printed matter until the mid-1830s. An Insider's Mormon View of Mormon Origins, pages 223 to 224. Lamar Peterson agreed, writing, quote, "There seems to be no support for the historicity of the restoration of the priesthood prior to October 1834. See Problems in Mormon Text, page 8. Former Mormon historian D. Michael Quinn informs us that, quote, "Men were first ordained to the higher priesthood over a year after the church's founding. No mention of angelic ordinations can be found in original documents until 1834 to 1835. See The Mormon Hierarchy or Origins of Power, page 15. In A Revelation on Church Government that Smith received in April 1830, there was no mention of either priesthood, see History of the Church, volume 1, 64 to pages 64 to 70. Sometime later, Smith went back and added three verses to the Revelation, one of which mentions a high priesthood, see DNC 20, verse 67. When the Book of Commandments was printed in 1833, it included no mention of these ordinations. The first time that any mention of angelic messengers is documented was in 1834, at a meeting of the Kirtland High Council. Soon after, Cowdery also started to talk about angels. In 1835, he said, quote, "Smith was ordained by the angel John unto the lesser or Aaronic priesthood in company with myself. After this, we received the high and holy priesthood." See Early Mormon Documents, Volume 2, pages 452 to 453. The revelation referring to the Aaronic priesthood is missing from the Book of Commandments, as well as from the original church history as published in the Evening and Morning Star edition dated March 1833, page 6. The only known manuscript copy of the Revelation makes no reference to the LDS priesthoods either. See Origins of Power, page 16. All mention of priesthood was added at a later time. In fact, the edition included 459 words that were not in the original Revelation. The account of the Melchizedek restoration is entirely missing. B.H. Roberts writes that there is no definite account of the event in the history of the prophet Joseph, or for that matter, in any of our annals. See History of the Church, Volume 1, page 40. Palmer confirms that, quote, no contemporary narrative exists. The time, location, ordination, prayer, and any other circumstances surrounding this experience are unknown. See An Insider's View, page 229. Even Joseph Smith's own family did not know about the restoration of the Melchizedek priesthood. Quinn writes, quote, Smith's own mother made no reference to angelic restoration of authority in an 1831 letter she wrote to her brother about the new church. See Origins of Power, page 19. Joseph Smith III, the son of the founder of Mormonism, admitted that, quote, there is no historical evidence of such an event, nor is there any evidence that Peter, James, and John were present. It is not safe, then, to write historically that Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery were ever ordained literally. See Reorganized History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 64 to 65. The information that is available about the Melchizedek Restoration also creates a problem. Many LDS scholars who have studied the event place the ordination within a few weeks of the Aaronic Priesthood ordination date, which was in May 1829. See The Encyclopedia of Mormonism, Volume 2, pages 885 to 886. There is a brief mention of the event in Oliver B. Huntington's journal, which places the Melchizedek ordination on a night after Joseph and Oliver had been on trial in Colesville, New York. See Journal of Oliver B. Huntington, January 13, 1881. Smith dated this incarceration in mid to late June of 1830. See History of the Church, Volume 1, pages 84 to 85 and 92 to 94. Wesley Walters located the court bill for this trial, which was dated July 1, 1830. That's from Joseph Smith's Bainbridge, New York, Court Trials, page 125. That date is several weeks after the church was organized. But LDS sources are emphatic that Smith could not have legally organized the church unless he had received the Melchizedek priesthood first. This creates an irreconcilable problem for the LDS claim of authority. Grant Palmer points out that, quote, by degrees, the accounts of LDS priesthood ordination became more detailed and more miraculous. Details usually become blurred over time. In this case, they multiplied and sharpened. The most plausible explanation is that they were retrofitted to an 1829 to 1830 time period to give the impression that an impressive and unique authority had existed in the church from the beginning. That's from An Insider's View, pages 228 to 230. The evidence shows that the LDS teachings regarding a restored priesthood authority originated many years after the founding of the church, and that they were subsequently added to the earlier revelations in history. This is certainly a dubious foundation for such sweeping claims to be God's infallible and only authority on earth. This has been a narration of the July 3, 2009 version of an article on MRM.org called Priesthood Restored or Retrofit?